Egypt's ruling junta says it will not cede power until after parliamentary and presidential elections. It argues the transitional constitution allows the armed forces to stay in power for more than 6 months if needed. The council has also called for an end to violence against protesters. In Yemen's capital, Sana'a, loyalists of the beleaguered outgoing ruler Ali Abdullah Saleh have shot dead at least five protesters. Dozens of others were injured. The victims were among the demonstrators protesting a recent power transfer deal signed by Saleh. The deal guarantees him immunity from prosecution in return for the transfer. Saudi forces have shot dead two more anti-regime protesters. The victims were among thousands of people attending a funeral procession in the eastern city of Qatif. The ceremony was held for the death of two other protesters who were killed earlier by the police. The rally soon turned into mass anti-regime protests. The crackdown on anti-regime protests rages on in Bahrain despite an inquiry slamming Manama for its heavy-handed tactics. Regime forces fired tear gas on protesters in Nouadhrat and Abu Saiba. An independent report has accused regime forces of brutality against protesters. Portugal has been hit by a 24-hour general strike in protest against tough austerity measures that were set by the government. Industrial action involves transport and other public services. Flights, trains, buses, and the subway have been disrupted. Government offices, schools, postal services, and waste collection have also been affected. A planned forest burning operation in Australia has gone seriously wrong. Large flames left more than 20 homes destroyed in the state of Western Australia. Hundreds of people were evacuated from townships. Authorities were trying to reduce fire risk by burning off dead wood and grass when the situation ran out of control. In the U.S. state of Ohio, seven men have been charged with hate crime after allegedly carrying out religiously motivated physical assaults. The suspects are accused of attacking the conservative Amish community, forcibly cutting their hair and beards. Amish women do not cut their hair, and the men grow beards once they get married. And finally, hundreds of Peruvians have rallied in the capital Lima to denounce violence against women. The mostly women demonstrators chanted slogans and waved signs against domestic violence and other forms of aggression by men in their communities. The rally comes ahead of the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women.